Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 to 7 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Exodus 2, Luke 5, Job 19, and 1 Corinthians 6. Now today, we meet Moses. Yes, the child pulled from the river and raised in the Egyptian palace by his Hebrew mother. The one who got the life of privilege but felt the pain of the powerless. The story of Moses and much of Exodus is one of those books of the Bible that American evangelical slave owners didn't want their slaves to read. So they would literally remove that from the Bibles that the slaves were allowed, those that had been allowed to even learn to read. Why? Why go through that much trouble? Because they knew the inspiration stored in the story of God raising up a rebellion against unrighteous rulers. As the chapter concludes today, we find the people of Israel groaning and crying out for help in the midst of their slavery. Then we have a very important and foreshadowing statement of God's posture toward his people. In Exodus 2, verses 24 through 25, I'm reading from the ESV. It says, "And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew." God heard, remembered, saw, and knew. First of all, in the midst of our troubled days, our most painful moments, our times of deep despair or anguish, let us be reminded that, like Job said today, our Redeemer lives. That statement of Job in today's passage is a reference to the head of the family in every clan in Israel. They were known as the guardian redeemer and were expected to rescue, buy back, ransom any family member or property that was in danger of being lost. We today know Jesus as that redeemer who took the burden on the cross, took our sin on the cross, and ransomed us back from a life of sin. Job spoke of God as his redeemer, knowing that he is the only one who could rescue him. And the people of Israel in Exodus do the same as they look to God and cry out. When we cry out, God hears us. He is an ever-present help in trouble. As we turn from our wickedness and beg for him, he hears. Even when we cry out under the pangs of injustice, he hears us, just like he heard Job. Though his response may not come when we want, he hears you, and God heard Israel's cry. Then he remembered. He remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob. And it's not that before he had forgotten. This is actually demonstrating that God went from simply hearing, but because of the covenant, because God never breaks his promises, he was tied to a response. God remembers all the promises he has made. God remembers not only the covenant he had had with Israel, but you guys, God also remembers the covenant he has with those who trust in Jesus. He has promised you eternity with him. He's promised you forgiveness. He's promised you his power. God remembers each and every promise. Then God looked upon Israel. He saw them. He turned his attention toward them in love, just like he saw Hagar, Sarai's servant in Genesis 16. He saw Israel in their distress, and he sees you in your pain, your worry, your frustration, whatever the realities of your situation are. And just as Hagar said then, he is El Roy, the God who sees. Don't ever think your journey goes unseen by God. Then finally, God knew or took notice or acknowledged them. This portion of the passage is translated in so many ways, but the Hebrew word used here is the word yada, which means to know. It is a word that can change depth of meaning depending on the context, as it is used to refer to the knowing the way of righteousness in Psalms, which is also a knowledge like being aware of something or convinced of something. Or we see it in Adam knowing Eve in Genesis, which referred to that deep covenantal relational knowledge. I believe here the word is likely somewhere between the two. God, because of his deep covenantal relationship with his people, is convinced of their plight and aware of their struggle and convinced of his response. This word yada, incidentally, I think we use in a sense these days, don't we? Yada, yada, yada. You know, we say it flippantly, but guess what we mean when we say it? I know, I know. I believe, however, another layer of the meaning for God here is that when he knows us, it's like he truly sees us. You know, he sees you and he gets you in a way that no one else can. He sees you at your core as only a creator would. Understand this, when you turn to God and cry out, he hears. When he hears, he remembers his promises. Because of his promises, he turns his gaze towards you and your situation. And as one he made, crafted in love and for love, he knows you. He gets you. He knows your innermost being. He knows your heart. He knows what you need. And he knows when it is time to act. I can't wait to continue reading this story, y'all. The story of God interrupting the timeline to liberate his people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that not only do you hear us, but you remember your promises spoken over us. And that you see us and you acknowledge us. You know us. You get us deeply, Lord God. And I thank you that because of that relationship born through the work of Christ on the cross and our submission, our trust and obedience in him, Lord God, that we have relationship with you. We have the promise that you are always with us, that you will never forsake us, and that all that you do is for our good and for your glory. And we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, well, head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Check out the plan over there. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.